Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How are all of you this morning?
Good.
Doing okay? Well, it's great to see you. I have good news for you. There's cake after church. Just letting you know, okay? That'll get your attention. So in the gospel lesson today, we heard a story about a widow who gave how much money to the temple treasurer? Do you remember? 100. That would be nice. But no.
1,001.
Oh, that would even better.
1,001.
It said that she gave 2 copper coins worth about a penny. So I have a question. What can we buy for 2 cents?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing at all? You need at least a dime to buy something. Could I buy a piece of gum with 2 pennies?
No.
No.
Could I buy a car with 2 pennies?
No.
No.
Could I buy a can of soup to help a poor person eat?
No.
Well then, what was the widow's gift worth? Not much, right? Yeah. All right. So, Jesus also saw some other people putting some money into the temple treasury. And it was not just pennies.
It was others.
Oh, they were putting in, look at this, Mike. What do you see? What color are those?
Gold.
Krugerrands. If these were Krugerrands, I'd be in Belize. Look at all that money. Wow. So if we gave, well, these are each $1. How many pieces of gum could we buy with this?
330,000.
You could buy a pack of gum, and if you took 3 of these, 4, 5 of these, you could buy 100 pieces of Eclipse gum at Costco. And you could put them all in your mouth and chew them all up and make giant bubbles. So if I gave all of this money to the treasury, is that worth more than what the widow gave? Not so much. Jesus pointed out that she gave these 2 little pennies, but they were all that she had. This is $25 right here. If I rake the yard at the church, I can make $25. It's really not very much money. It probably seems like a lot to you, but yeah, I know how you're grabbing that right up there, girl. But this is one of those cases where 2 pennies is so much more than all this gold. She gave everything she had. Now, you guys don't have a lot of money, probably. You don't have wallets stuffed with money.
No.
You have a monkey bank. Very good.
And I got a piggy bank, but it's
it's empty, isn't it? Oh, okay. Well, but you have not only have money, but you have other things you can give, don't you?
Yes, I have money.
But do you have some other things you can give? Can you give love?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you give friendship?
Yeah.
Can you do things with your hands to help?
Yeah.
So even though you might not have a lot of money, you too can give your all. Well, can you think of any other person that might have given their all, everything they had?
God.
Yeah. Jesus is what I was thinking.
God.
Jesus gave everything he had. And God too. I hear you. And not only that, you're right. God gave God's only son everything he had. So like the widow, you know, sometimes it doesn't seem like it's the right way. But in today, Jesus tells us, for today, two little copper coins were worth more than all the gold in the world. Yes, you can have one. You can have one. Now, you have to figure out what you're going to do with it. Don't tell my wife, because this is my parking money. You guys can go back to your places. Thank you.